Ovis Peregimel Mishnah Tezayin. Here we have a last memra from Rabbi Kiva. Who are your Omer? Hakoil Nosum Be'erovin. We saw in the last two Mishnahis that Rabbi Kiva, instead of talking about Pratim, is talking about the whole perspective of what a person is, of what the world is, of what Torah is, of what the relationship between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Yidin Bechir, we saw in the last Mishnah. Here also, Hakoil. Hakoil Nosum Be'erovin. Everything that a person has in this world, there's an arvus, there's a guarantor. Same way a guarantor has a shibud aguf that he has to pay up chayvos. So we have that a person has shibudei hanefesh that have to pay for whatever debt he's created in the world. Here he's giving us insight to schar v'einish. Schar v'einish is not just a reaction, not just a slap, but it's a chayv. Chayv means that a person was brought into this world to fulfill a certain tafkid and to create a certain amount of kavod shemayim and to create a certain amount of tikkun olam, the sakin olam b'malchus shakei. Whatever a person does, whatever a person doesn't do, gives or detracts from that shleimus, and the chayv is there. So sometimes it's the person himself, sometimes it's a chayv gashmi that he has to be paid al yidei yisurim or other einshim b'olam hazeh. Sometimes it's loss of love, sometimes it's not even him, it's his hemshich, the way his family turns out. Umitsuda pruso al kol hachayim. Mitsuda over here is a trap, it sounds almost negative. Yisurim, the mafarshim say, umisa. But the point is that a person can't run away from his tafkid, can't run away from his fate. And the fate of a person is to reach the dagger of shleimus. If he's not going to reach it willingly, so then it'll be forced on him. The whole Tzura Sachaim is that we can't run away. But this is not coming from a perspective of harshness. It's coming from a perspective of choviv that we were created with a tafkid. And whether we have to live up to it. Hachanus psucha is another mashal. This world is like a chanus psucha, like a store that you can come in and you can buy. And you have unlimited credit. However, v'achen v'ni makiv, the storekeeper is selling on credit, but he writes down the chayvis. You know, little kids think when you go into a store, in today's world, very dangerous, you just swipe a credit card. Our kids have never seen us actually pay for things. They don't see that Tati and Mami pay the bill at the end of the month. All they see is that it's easy enough. Whatever you want to buy, just swipe. Not a problem. The fact of the matter is that doesn't give a realistic perception of life. Life is a chanus psucho with a chen v'ni makiv. V'apinkis pasuach, the ledger, the records are open. V'ayad koseves, there's an unseen, invisible hand that's writing down all the chayvis. V'chol aroitza lulva is yove v'lulva. Whoever wants to borrow money on credit, same mamish is the same thing as credit cards. You could just go into credit card debt with high interest rates. V'agaboyim, those that are hunting down the people with high credit card debt, magzin todu b'chol yoyim, they come around, they never take weekends off, they're constantly on the lookout for people that are slipping away. So the point of the matter is that things are tight. The same Rebbeinu Shlom who's rachum v'chanun, but l'maisa, the Rebbeinu Shlom runs a tight ship. Everything is accounted for, everything is an exact choiv, and everything has to give a reckoning. The collectors collect that chayv, whether he likes it or not, whether he remembers it or not. You can never argue with them. You can never dispute the charges, or you can never handle with them to get you to settle for 20 cents on the dollar. They have the exact cheshbon, and they're all powerful. The goyve chayvois milamala. V'hadin din emes. It's all true. Again, there's nothing there to dispute. Nothing is if, but, when. V'akol misukin l'su'udo. Everything is ready. Al yidei, this whole process, everything is prepared. L'su'udo. The su'udo clearly refers to the su'udo of l'asad l'avoy. The Rav brings, Echad tzadikim v'echad rishayim, yesh lam chelchal mabo, l'achad shugav mem eschayvon. The su'udo means everybody's going to end up there. Those that lived life accordingly, and those that didn't live life accordingly. But Lamai said, once the chayvus are paid up, this is the encouragement at the end of this Mishnah, which is a bit intimidating. But Rabbi Akiva is putting in perspective that life is serious because we're big. We were created big, and because of that, much is demanded of us. Look at Rabbi Akiva himself. Could have lived out life at the age of 40. The Gemara says he was tsnui umali. He had tremendously good midos and a tremendous sense of pnimis. The Gemara describes a shocking example of midos taivis and being done the kaf schus of Rabbi Akiva. And that's when he was a working man. That's when he was an amaret. But who would have ever dreamt that he would have been the Gadol HaDor and the future of all Torah for all future generations? He would have gone upstairs and said, Rabbi Akiva, where's your Derish Tilei Tilem Shalaisius from, he says, what? I was an illiterate shepherd, Akiva ben Yosef ben Gerim. And they said, but you could have, and you should have, and you didn't. So Rabbi Akiva is the one who is fully qualified to be able to give over this perspective. Mishnah Yitzayin, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah Yoimer. Blaz ben Azariah's memra over here, this was his teaching, has a certain structure. The structure is basically two opposing forces in the Olam Haruchni, and each one seems to be the opposite of the other one, but each one without the other one can't survive. I was thinking, perhaps there's a remez here. Blaz ben Azariah's history is, we know from the Gemara in Brochus that when the story over there is that Rabbi Yeshua's kovod was challenged, and it was challenged, Rabbi Yeshua was put into place, so to speak, the Gemara over there in Brochus of Chof Zayin, by the Nasi Rabbi Gamliel, who was a relatively young man. Rabbi Yeshua was older. He was one of the Gedolei Hador along with Rabbi Loz ben Urkanis. And the Chachmei Yisrael decided that Rabbi Gamliel was overstepping. Of course, Rabbi Gamliel did a kuli l'shem shemayim. It was a malach el kim tzvokas. He felt that the nesius needed to be upheld. And the Chachmei Yisrael Lamaisa felt that Rabbi Gamliel, in defense, l'shem shemayim, of course, of the nesius, had stepped over the bounds, and they were willing to depose him temporarily in order to set it into place. That the nesius was a function of serving Torah, not Torah wasn't there to serve Chachmei Torah, not there to serve the nesius. And they set aside Rabbi Gamliel. The first choice, of course, was Rabbi Yeshua, but they weren't going to do that. Because Rabbi Yeshua himself was the one who objected and said, if I was the cause of Rabbi Gamliel's pain, I'm going to be the Nasi. You see the Kiddusha and the L'shem Shemayim of Rabbi Yisenu Atanoim. The next choice, who was a bit younger, and was a Talmud of those two Gedolei Hador, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar, was Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva lacked Zchus Avos. Rabbi Akiva was taka the godel b'mispo b'chochma, but he lacked zchus avos. He was a ben gerim. In order to depose Rabbi Gamliel, one had to have the zchus avos. So the choice fell upon Rabbi Loza ben Azariah. Rabbi Loza ben Azariah was exactly opposite. He was much younger. He was great in Torah, but he's not Rabbi Akiva. But the maila that he had was yichus, that he was a 10th generation descendant of Ezra HaSofer. Brought down the svarim, even there, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah is somewhat of maybe even a Gilgul of Ezra Sefer. It's brought down even in Svarim that the relationship between Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, who then became sort of a co-Nosi with Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel would dash in 3 weeks, and Rabbi Loza ben Azariah would dash in the fourth week, the drosha of the Nosi, is a little bit bedaimer too, if he's from Ezra Sefer, Rabbi Gamliel, who's mibes Malchus Beis Dovin, the Nesius, has to do with Nehemiah, who was together with Ezra. Nehemiah and Ezra are two parts of the same Sefer by that name, and the Sefer is called by Chazal Ezra, even though a good chelik of it discusses Nehemiah, because the Malchus Beis Dovin had to be put in place, So the same relationship between Ezra and Nehemiah is also over here between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Gamliel. Vinishvi, it could be that this back and forth is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's perspective, because he saw the mokim where there's a need for opposites. Maybe. Im ein Torah, ein derech eretz. Without Torah, there's no derech eretz. Derech eretz is hard to define exactly. We use the term good manners, menschlichkeit, thoughtfulness, good midos. Derech eretz doesn't mean exactly that. Derech eretz kodmo la Torah, is a certain basic tzuras ha'odom. Teira is when a person is a person, when he's an odom, so then he could then step into teira, which is a hechera mech. But main derecheretz is a wild animal, so then ain't teira. Here he's saying that without teira there can't be derecheretz. Now, derecheretz in this context, the Mufashim explained, means a person's worldly matters, his masoyu matonoi, can't be done properly, and he can't treat other people the way halacha demands if he doesn't know halacha. Im ein teira, ein derecheretz. Im ein derecheretz, however, if he doesn't have the menschlichkeit and the thoughtfulness and the sensitivity with other people, ein teira, zein ish kein mensch. If he's not a mensch, then memel, there's no teira. Im ein chochma in yira. Chochma in yira could seem like opposites. Chochma is intellectual greatness, and yira is a hachnoz, is batlos. It seems like the opposite of individuality and originality and being mechadish and so on. Lamaisa, without chokhma, if a person's on a low intellectual level, he can't really come to a depth of understanding of macha yivosu ve'lomis, so then ain yira. But a main yira, if a person doesn't have a deep connection with yira shemayim and an awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, ain't chokhma, that's not Torah. Torah is about Torah Hashem b'fiv. It means bina and das. Bina and das are qualities. Shlomo HaMelech talks about Salat and Mishlei. Das is the ability to connect different things and to come out with maskonos. The ability to paskin a shayla, let's say, to come out and bring the halacha brura then into the sphere of halacha lamaisa is das. Bina is lahavin davin mitarech davin, to take basic rules and to apply them to the case. So if there's no bina, one can't create maskonos that one could live with, which is the realm of das. Im ein das, however, if there's no koyach to be mechaber different things together and to bring, to connect the dots, like we say in English, then ein bina. Then memele, he can't be maven, he can't understand the deeper level of anything. He can't be maven dova mitak dova. Im ein kemach, ein teira. If a person doesn't have parnosa, a person doesn't have physical sustenance, ain't teira. If a person's hungry and weak, then he can't learn properly. Im ein teira, if a person doesn't learn teira, ain't kemach. What's the point of the kemach? A person was put into this world just to eat and drink. Hu hay oimer, kol she chochmose meruba mimaisov, lamahu daimer. The relationship of chochma and maisim is the same thing as saying nasa koidim lenishma. The gadlus of Klal Yisrael is that they were mekabel teira with a nasa. That means that whatever we hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us means a derech hakayim that we live on, we act on right away. We don't have any, in our world, we don't have any of what's known intellectually. The Maisa is famous. There was a professor of ethics who was caught doing something very immoral. And they asked him about it. You're a professor of ethics. He said, if I would teach math geometry, that would have to be a circle or a triangle. Who says that what you teach, what you understand in wisdom, has to be your lifestyle? We don't have that. Torah by us is kiyem chayinu v'archimenu, has to be a derech hachayim. So that's maisim. Chochmosoi, the nishma, is already the intellectual aspect. So the nasa is a t'nai koidin l'mishma, otherwise you're not listening to the benisham. It has nothing to do with you, it's just intellectual. Kol she chochmosoi meruba m'maisov, somebody whose intellectual achievement is bigger than his Teras Chaim, Ve'avas Chesed, Lamahu Daimel, Le'ilon Shanof of Merubin, to a tree that has a lot of leaves, Sherosho Mu'atim, has very weak or very few roots, Ve'oruach Bo, could be very easily destroyed. Ve'oikarte, the wind could topple the tree, Ve'ifachte upon him, it could tip it over. Shnema Ve'hoye Ka'aru Ba'arovo, Pasuk, in Yirmiya says that something will be Ma'urur, will be weak and troubled, Ba'arovo. Arova is a midbar, so the tree can't grow that well. It means that the tree could be uprooted. The pasuk of it is referring to somebody. Or hageva sheyiftach ba'odom. He doesn't have a deep kesher with the Rebbein Shalom, what we call bitochin. And mele he's some bosses roya. He's shvach. The roots are shvach. The roots of a person is his connection to the Rebbeinu Shalom. The branches and the tree and the fruit is his chokhma. So the tree could topple over. Avol kol shemaisav merubim mechokhmosoi l'mau daimel li'ilon shanofav muatim v'sharosha muatim merubim. To a tree that maybe doesn't have that many fruits, doesn't produce that many branches, but it's very sturdy and very strong, and the roots reach deeply. Even if all the winds come, it doesn't move from its place. The same pasuk over there in Yirmiyah. A tree which is shosel, which is planted in a place that grows well, has plenty of sustenance. It's not a problem, the fact that there'll be heat. Its tree, its leaves will still be fresh and vibrant. Even when there's a year of famine, he doesn't have to worry. He won't not make peiros because the roots reach deeply. And there are many stories over the years of people that maybe were on some type of appreciable madrega of limud haTorah, of chokhmas haTorah, but their shroshim of yerushamayim were weak, and when they went through nesiyonos haChayim, their level of Torah did not save them. And those that had deep, solid roots of emunah and betochen and dveikus b'Hashem were able to withstand the nesiyonos haChayim in a way that people that were greater than them in scholarship we're not able to. This is an abiding theme in history.